Welcome, listeners, to Silenzo's Memoirs. I'm doing this particular podcast for history. And the podcast is about power. Power generation, transmission, and distribution in Nigeria. And the fact that my own daddy, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, that during the campaign period, he promised us competent hands to lead this nation out of the doldrums it was. The doldrums it was not as if it was negative, therefore, we were in next level, we renew the hope. Now all these calamities started to befall us. These are simply calamities. I woke up to, yesterday, I first of all wondered when I saw a video Yaba left online on TikTok, where my own daddy was like, Nigerians should be patient that if he does not give us light, we should not vote him the next 4 years. I'm not like, next 2027. I'm saying this is 2024. That's 3 years now. What has our waiting till that time got to do with anything? See, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, here's the thing. And I will tell you straight, without any fear or ambiguity, power is intricate to our living standard. A lot of Nigerian youths depend on power to, get their livelihood. You have welders, you understand. It's in every facet of life. You have come in now. You have given ASU, you understand, 670 billion ones. You have organized loan, you understand, for ASU now. Those ones have no direct effect on our lives. The one that now has direct effect, like power now, you are still talking stories. This is ending of April now. It will be 1 year next month, 29th. You are still telling us stories. And you are not saying now that we should believe everything, that you are Jagaban. We should just continue suffering. That's exactly what I see from this. It is like my daddy is now campaigning after he has won the election. That's exactly what he's doing. You are telling us to continue suffering. You and yours and the ministers are not in darkness. We are the ones in darkness. Your minister has now come now that, you understand, and you are not saying we should be patient for what, really? What are we waiting for? That we are stupid and we are minions. We don't know what is good for us. It's only what you say that is good for us. You know that you are not in darkness. You are leaving us in darkness. Say we should not vote for you. Whatever, whether you give us light or not, that one I'm not sure before now. So now lights, you don't come talk, say you don't come. No, there are so many things. Because when I now wake up today and now, read the papers, I now see his bank teller. Adelabu na bank teller. And I used to work with CBN now as power minister. Now say now that power has defied all solutions. I'm not like, So now they're on accident. So the power don't defy all solutions. Now I see the promise as mainstay of the 2027. When I know the one now the talk, is there synergy like this? He's incompetent. Now he's a bank teller. He's a banker in the power sector now. He is talking of management when there are management issues, when there are structural issues. It's a difference now. This thing takes a certain level of intelligence now. It takes intelligence to solve now. It's not an idea now. I'm saying they want to sell four of the discos. To who? You cannot be selling this thing to your friends and be expecting another result now. The problems are structural. The discos don't know how to collect the money from the customers. Rajiv Fashola, when he was power minister, he highlighted this from the very beginning now. That how can you be in a business where you don't know how to collect money? You're always blaming government that you cannot collect money. The entire power contracts are a sham. They appear an ID. Scams. They're just scams. Because how can you have a value chain in a country whereby the power generation plants have conditions that they must collect money and make profit? The transmission, they don't want. Government has that one. And the discos only just collect money. They don't do anything. And you are telling us you want to keep on selling, you want to unbundle. You are just talking of different nonsense that has nothing to do with the structural problem of the power sector. What nonsense is it? It is absolute nonsense. Which will be all these ones? Are we just assumed? Do you know how intelligent Nigeria is? Do you know how well-read Nigerians are? Do you know how experienced Nigerians are? Is this what you can give us for a minister? He's a bank teller now. The only thing he knows is who we have to pay. Since he has come. Look, and these people should stop lying. He said there are 100 power transmission projects that have been since 2001. You they mad? During the last administration, bank teller Adelabu, we were seeing it now, 33 kVA, as they were working on the transmission in this damn country. Which day you become minister, where they tell us it since 2001, you get one. You are now not, they are never mentioning the particular project. They are just summarizing their incompetence as excuses they are giving us. We are talking of doings, you are talking of sayings. How is that? Where's the correlation between the two? Look, President Bola Tinubu, you know, get how. I talk him before and I will talk him again. We survive Ambodi for Lagos. We go survive you too, because all these moves are just not, they are not ingenious, they are not organic. He is saying that they will not rewind it, but they will continue in that fool's paradise, whereby you are always telling us we are always owing money. They know they feel collect the money. Meanwhile, in Lagos, even Bola, they pay tight. But to collect light, it's obvious that you cannot bring someone else and cap on the people. That is the problem. All our solutions must go from grounds up, not come from grounds down. That is the problem now. Even my mallet talk and say, if they say make local government collect power money, the money go complete. You there, you go say, you go bring your product from one place, you don't learn one thing. You go come out, come go the collect light from demons. How you want it possible now? You carry the failure as arbitrators of this thing, of excuse. You everything. You they tell us, say, it has defied all solutions. Which ones you don't throw? You incompetent idiot. Remove it, come out for the place. As if that one is not even part enough. President Bola Tinubu, why are you hell-bent on embarrassing the Yorubas? Why are you hell-bent on embarrassing us? That's it now. The incompetent Bosun Tijani, he is now trying to relaunch what has been launched since 2020. What kind of calamity is this now? And you dare put renewed hope inside this hopelessness? He's repackaging Anchor that had already been launched in 2020. He wants to relaunch it in 2024. Did he not read his handover note? Do you know what he was accused of by Patani? Which is true. Say you earn legacy, you don't claim it. Look at everything now. Now you are to know now. Something, we have had COVID. We've had serious issues. Buhari saw street with wisdom. You now come, you and your cabal. It's a cabal thing now. You can hear what that one is saying. He said they want to sell for. Sell to who? You will just change name. I said the contracts are scams. The contracts are scams. The power has structural issues, not management issues. Those are two different things. They think, say, now let you go school. Carry bank tellers. They just put people everywhere, just fumbling. Look at that one. He knows nothing about digital economy. Come on. Oh, wow. Oh my, they shock me. You just go everywhere. Now, the blue economy, I was reading that we're collecting vessel from the French. Guys, if you do not commission a Niger Dock to build you a vessel, how do they want to have work? During the last administration, they were commissioning them, they were building ships. You are not commissioning it, you are collecting ships from France. And you people say you are serious. God Allah. 2027, they come. I don't really need to come. You are not doing anything in Nigeria. You are just going after all these foreigners. Anybody we talk, say inspector, go run. Anybody we be for this, go kill them. Before they come, we know they leave. You just come with all this nonsense. They're always talking of terrorism. Does everybody not know that it's America and the West that are terrorists? How can someone be the one that always know where ISIS is? How can someone not just have it as a right, as a divinity of God? President Bola, you know, fit even call Palestine a name like this as president of Nigeria. I have said, if you are their black man, you better just talk. Coastal Road, no design. This one, there's no professionalism everywhere. Professionalism anywhere. Professional, just carry that your puquats. Same just a fuck up the go. You are not giving us, you are not promising us after you have won the election. How now? We are supposed to be poor, but British school is building a school of 42 million. Say we can afford it. And he's now teaching British standard. What exactly is the standard of this so-called renewed hope says? There is no confidence anywhere. The only shining light is that, what do you call it? Interior minister. That talks and does things like someone that knows what he wants to do. Even the money minister, we don't even know. Look, you have to build structures now. Build framework. Do you know that as we are now, the last time, all these loan sharks were asking for regulation, but they don't change SEC chairman. We don't even know. There's no synergy. What the most important thing with President Bola Tinubu now to always do committee, I don't even just even know. Imagine him telling us it has defied all solutions. I was now reading, you say Ibadan Disco is covering 7 states. Look, come. The problem before and the problem now are not the same. Because just before you people came, it was removed, power was removed from the exclusive list. You are not doing any synergy with any state. Now the states go fit. Why can you not sell directly to the state and the state directly pay you? Why can you not? Why must you find a business? You create a business on top of it. That's what they are doing now. They say a disco, money collecting agency. They are not investing anything. They are not responsible for anything. They are not responsible now. Transformer, that was what Raj Fashola was fighting when he got there initially. What does the contract even say? P&ID contract. I'm on a bank teller. May they come out. I'm on a tell President Bola. May sat down one. May sat down that one. We did call Bosu Tijani. These people are just a disgrace to us. I don't even know where the other ones did. Talk less of you. Talk about them. Please do help me share. Add your own. Not be today the bonus. Now we got gone. I did not see the light. All those people where they talk, they see lights, Jerry. Their government say they buy this to give them. Then again, there's this Minister of Petroleum. I know they really understand all these people. We be like idiots. I just see heading. He said the mobile Seplat deal, Nigeria is losing 34.5 billion. I can't laugh. Which kind of fugazi you sell as lumber? All the years where Mobi done the work for Nigeria, we see 34.5 billion. We see Nigeria see. We be saying that the day where they no work, now we don't lose the money. They will just call money. Everybody just call money. Not get the work they get to do. Carry excuse. They give person. First place always give person results, would they give person excuse? They always get reason why I know they work. See, man, I tell you now, the way I understand that, you see all their mobile, them shell, them total, they were never, ever designed to work. And we should remember that they are just a JV, they are just a partner. So why we can't change them, I don't understand. Why we cannot have structural changes to make Nigeria work, it beats me. And lastly, Nigerians, more than reason now. In February, the CBN came and told us that Binance stole $26 billion. $26 billion. Norman, we know say we get money. Now we still be this. But the question I want you people to ask yourselves, and let me ask my daddy and his entire government is, if $26 billion can be stolen from us and we not die, why will us spending $26 billion to revamp our power on ourselves, why will it not be a problem? Because they came and castigated ways and means for their paymasters. But now that $26 billion, not be me, they were dead new. Now, Cardozo talk about. And please, on Cardozo's case, you understand? The young man, he wants to kill himself. Muna give her, dollar is going to come down. You see, the game of the West is all these ones. By the time they break him, just a very small time now. He go pieces on. You understand? And why I'm actually siding with him was he was the one that made way when Wale Edun was lying that ways and means cost us problem. No, it was not Cardozo that came and said the anchor borrower program, it was only 190 billion that was not paid back. And if you now look at the percentage of what was not paid back, what is the percentage in as a risk factor in any business that we will not continue this way? The CBN cannot give us loan to have light and pay back. It cannot. We must always wait, you understand, for investors. We are idiots. We don't work every day. Our money does not accumulate. We just they do party, just they enjoy for nothing. I don't understand. They should make us understand, though, because me, I'm ignorant, though, as I understand and I they ask, that they can steal $27 billion from Nigeria, but Nigeria cannot use $26 billion from Nigeria, but Nigeria cannot use $26 billion of his own money to take care of his own structural problems. You people need to start to make it make sense. So, because they will start talking one thing, and we know, we reality goes to the way it do. After I talk all the English finish. Problem now, we, no girl I like, no dinner. Thank you very much. Please do help me share. Add your thinkings. See, here is why I'm so insistent. Africans, Nigerians, whenever from small like this, they know they let us rest. They will say they, with prayer and everything, oh God will bless us, all the principality, you know, God, we must be successful, we must be successful. And I thank God that our successes are showing and are, you know, everybody is acknowledging. So me too, and I pray that you join me, you understand, in demanding by force, by fire, that our leaders too must be a success. They don't take failure, do not. Thank you, help me share. Nonsense. You shouldn't be right to fail. Come on. You are not a shame.